بسم الله رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, we will pick up where we left off with the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah. We have concluded the discussion on Ayat Al-Kursi and the ayah which followed it, dealing with the fact that there's no compulsion in the religion. Thereafter, Allah Azza wa Jal says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah says, ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
Verse 258. Have you not seen him who disputed with Ibrahim about his Lord, because Allah had given him the kingdom? When Ibrahim said to him, my Lord, is he who gives life and causes death? He said, I give life and cause death. Ibrahim said, surely Allah brings the sun from the east, then bring it to you from the west, so that this believer was utterly defeated, and Allah guides not the people who are that moon.
Okay, يقول الشيخ رحمه الله, يقص الله علينا من أنباء الرسل والسالفين ما به تتبين الحقائق وتقوم البراهين المتنوعة على التوحيد. Verse 158, Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah Azza wa Jal narrates unto us the news of the messengers and those generations which preceded us, that with which the truth will become clear, and proofs and evidences in their various kinds, waikum salam, will become, are indicative of tawheed, maintaining the oneness, uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فأخبر تعالى عن خليله إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام حيث حاج هذا الملك الجبار وهو نمرود البابلي المعطل المنكر لرب العالمين. Ouch. So Allah told us about his close friend Ibrahim. Remember Khalil? We dealt with Khalil, and which is the friend, the ultimate friend, the closest of friends. And we know that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam were both the akhilla or khalilan Allah azza wa jal, Allah's close friends. Now Ibrahim had disputed with this arrogant king. His name is Namrud. He's from Babylon, so he's a Babylonian king. He used to deny Allah, deny the existence of Allah, so you can consider him to be an atheist, right? وانتدب لمقاومة إبراهيم الخليل ومحاجته بهذا الأمر الذي لا يقبل شكا ولا إشكالا ولا ريبا. And he went out of his way to argue with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and tried to dispute with him concerning a matter in which there's absolutely no doubt, no confusion whatsoever. No need to discuss it. Anyone who discusses with you whether God exists or not is someone who is upon the ultimate form of falsehood, because this person is going against their natural disposition. Each human being has been predisposed to believe in a creator. So don't ever believe that someone has any justifying reason why they don't believe in a God, or they believe in a false God. Because Allah has established the proofs and the evidences within ourselves, in the universe, through the messengers, and in the revelation. Everything is harmonious in establishing one single fact. So for someone to claim otherwise, wa'alaikum salam, is in fact a sickness and abnormality. And this person is not genuine in any way, shape, or form. وَهُوَ تَوْحِيدُ اللَّهِ وَرُبُوبِيَّتُهُ الَّذِي هُوَ أَجَلَّ الْأُمُورِ أَوْ which there is no doubt, no confusion, is the oneness of Allah and His uniqueness and His lordship, which is among the most clearest of things, the most obvious of matters in the world, is the fact that Allah is the creator, sustainer, provider of the heavens and the earth. Otherwise, how are things functioning? How do seeds grow into plants and trees? Every day, consistently, never stop. There's never a problem. How come the sun and the moon continue to rise and set in such a consistent order? How come everything is functioning on daily basis, 24 hours, 7 days a week, in perfect harmony and consistency? No company can run business like that. No factory can run business like that. You have problems, you need maintenance, you need, you know, machines go, they break, you need to bring engineers who will come and fix it, technicians. That's the way life goes here. But this whole universe, with everything in it, is moving in perfect order. And someone is going to say, well, yeah, that's by chance. Okay, it's a coincidence. There was an explosion up in the heavens, right? And the earth and the sun and the moon came. And ever since that day, they've been just moving and working in perfect order on their own because of a bang, without anyone being behind, anyone being the one organizing the system. That's nonsense. You know, that's just nonsense. People crazy, man, when they say something like that. ولكن هذا الجبار غره ملكه وأطغاه حتى وصلت به الحال إلى أن نفى. But this arrogant king Namrud, he was deluded by his own authority. You know, when you become a king or a president, you gotta get some, you know, you get a little big-headed, as they say. No, you think you're a big shot now, and you start, you know, developing your own theoretical, philosophical ideas because you're a president or you're a leader, and that means that you must be more intelligent than everyone else. And the person starts really believing that they are very intelligent, and they come with all kinds of nonsense. So this happened to Namrud. His kingdom had made him transgress until he reached a point where he denied that there is Allah. He denied the existence of Allah. وحاج إبراهيم الرسول العظيم الذي أعطاه الله من العلم واليقين ما لم يعطي أحد من الرسل سوى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Furthermore, he went on to dispute with Ibrahim, the great messenger whom Allah has given knowledge and certainty, that which he did not give to any other messenger except Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال إبراهيم مناظرا إليه. Now, here goes the debate. If you like to watch debates, then watch this particular debate between Ibrahim and Namrud. Ibrahim told him, رَبِّ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ أي المنفرد بالخلق والتدبير والإحياء والإماتة فذكر من هذا الجنس أظهرها وهو الإحياء والإماتة. It is my Lord who gives life and causes death. And meaning he's the one who single-handedly is responsible for the creation, for arranging their affairs, for their livelihood, and for their death. And he mentioned this because this is something obvious, right? Among the most obvious things. فَقَالَ ذَلِكَ الْجَبَّارُ مُبَاهِدًا أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ. That arrogant king said to him, so do I. I cause life, or I give life and cause death. What does he mean by that? Who can guess? I will tell you what the tafsir is, but who can guess? What could he mean? Did he really mean that he can create something and then he could cause it to die? When he says die, it dies? What did he mean? What's the logical argument? Exactly. He's a king, right? Someone who sentenced to death, he will say, let him go. He will say, I gave him life. Someone, right, who's supposed to live, kill him. Right? So this feeble-minded guy, he looked at it from this stupid angle. That okay, if someone is supposed to die, I let them go free, a prisoner. I let them go free. And if someone is supposed to be free, I cause them to die. So like Allah, I also give life and cause death. Right? Crazy ideology. وعني بذلك أن يقتل من أردت قتله واستبقي من أردت استبقاءه. As I mentioned, he meant by that I kill whoever I wish to kill, I keep alive whoever I wish to keep alive. ومن المعلوم أن هذا تمويه وتزوير على المقصود. And it is obvious that he is trying to zigzag his way, huh, and not really go straight to the point. وأن المقصود أن الله تعالى هو الذي تفرد بإيجاد الحياة في المعدومات وردها على الأموات. And what is intended here by Ibrahim, that it is Allah, the sole entity responsible behind bringing something into existence and then taking it back to the state of death. And no one can do that. And we mentioned in the last dars that anyone who worships a false god besides Allah, what is our criteria? What is our test? Let your god make a fly, a mosquito, please. You don't remember, we said Buddhist, Hindu worship in a cow, Christians worship in an idol of Jesus or Mary or the saints. Tell them, if this is a god, shouldn't this god be able to do a miracle so I can become, so they can call the people to your religion? Please let him create a fly in my presence right now. Oh, that's all I want. They will never be able to do it. Bring the whole church and bring all the priests and bring the Pope and bring the whole Christian world and let them all stand in front of an idol of Jesus and all of them kneel and beg him to create a fly. No fly will ever come. What a god that they're worshipping. See how helpless and hopeless it is? And remember, who was in the 8x4 here? No one, huh? In one of our da'wah sessions in the 8x4, it's a workshop for da'wah, one of the brothers brought a video of a Christian, and it's a Catholic church, and they had brought the statue of one of their saints, right? And basically there were four old men, Shuaib Abad, trying to carry the thing. Anyways, one of them, while he was turning around, he slipped, and the god which he brought for the people to worship tipped over on its head and broke off. And you should see the crowd. Oh, everybody's like shocked. Oh, my, our god is on the floor. I'm like, no way. All the nuns in the front, all of them traumatized, panicked that their god fell on the floor and broke his head. Did these people stop for a second and think, hold on a second, man, if this is a god, don't you think he would have, when he was about to fall, he would have said, ha! Pulled out a hand came out, ha! I'm your god, I have to protect myself. Or maybe he should have flown. Once he was about to fall, he should fly in the air and say, ooh, some crazy stuff. Say, okay, yeah, maybe. The thing fell on the floor, it broke, and the people don't get it. I mean, I wonder what they went home. What did they tell the people? They sent out an email. Our god fell and broke his head today. We need to buy a new god. Can you please call, an 800 number looking for a good... Malish. I used to be a comedian, but don't tell anyone. So the bottom line is, this was happening. Anyway, so that's the criteria for a false god. I went off track as usual. وأنه هو الذي يميت العباد والحيوانات بأجالها بأسباب ربطها وبغير أسباب. And that it is Allah Azza wa Jal who causes the slaves and the animals and everything to die by preordaining the reasons with which they die, accidents or otherwise natural death, and so on and so forth. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْا الْخَلِيلَ مُمَوِّهًا تَمْوِيهًا رُبَّمَا رَاجَعَ عَلَى الْهَمَجِ الرُّعَاعَ. Now when Ibrahim noticed that this man is trying to play tricks, he's trying to trick the people with his answer, with his reply. قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مُلْزِمًا لَهُ بِتَصْدِيقِ قَوْلِهِ إِنْ كَانَ كَمَا يَزْعَمُ. Ibrahim refuted him by necessitating him, and necessitating that he answers him with something. If he's able to answer, it will confirm his earlier statement that indeed he can give life and cause death. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِ بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. Verily Allah brings the sun from the east, so bring the sun from the west. So then the one who disbelieved was, he was defeated. Buhita, he was shocked, he was traumatized, it was overwhelming to him. What am I going to say? And this is a very logical argument. وَقَفَ وَقَضَعَتْ حُجَّتُهُ وَاضْمَحَلَّتْ شُبْهَتُهُ. He was not able to reply. So this is an easy one. Forget about giving life and causing death. فضل. Here's the sun. Tell it to go back. Tell the sun to go back. And come from the other direction. Can he do that? If a cloud came over him, can he tell the cloud to move away? If the wind blew by him, can he stop the wind from blowing? He can't do anything. He's helpless. And he's trying to claim that there's no God. وليس هذا من الخليل انتقالا من دليل إلى آخر وإنما هو إلزام لنمرود بطرد دليله إن كان صادقا. Now pay attention now. The Sheikh said, and this is not that Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام was trying to move on from one evidence to another. No, rather he was trying to make him confirm and admit to his previous excuse by giving him something else. وأتى بهذا الذي لا يقبل الترويج والتزوير والتمويل. And he presented something which cannot be, you know, you cannot play around with, you cannot fool the people by changing the words, you cannot trick anyone with the reality of the presentation. فجمع الأدلة السمعية والعقلية والفطرية قد قامت شاهدة بتوحيد الله معترفة بانفراده بالخلق والتدبير وأن من هذا شأنه لا يستحق العبادة إلا هو. So Ibrahim brought together the textual evidences, the intellectual evidences, and the natural inclination, the predisposed evidences in the children of Adam. With that, that with which the testimony of the oneness of Allah has been established, all of these admit to the oneness of Allah, the fact that He is the one who is solely responsible for creating and arranging the affairs, and whoever's situation or status is of that caliber, then he is the only one who deserves worship. If Allah is the only one, and he is, who does and controls all of that, then none deserves to be worshipped but him. Because if you're worshipping other than him, then you're worshipping the weakness, you're worshipping deficiency, you're worshipping creatures that are dependent on the Creator. And what benefit is that going to bring you? If you're depending like someone like you, then you will both be in the same boat. جميل. ولم ينكره إلا وجميع الرسل متفقون على هذا الغصب العظيم. All messengers have agreed, or agreed to this great fundamental foundation of Islam. ولم ينكره إلا معاند مكابر من مماثل لهذا الجبار العنيد. None has denied that, except Mukabir, an arrogant, prideful individual. Mu'anid, stubborn, such as this king, Namrud, which we were dealing with earlier. فَهَذَا مِنْ أَدِلَّةِ التَّوْحِيدِ. This is among the evidences of Tawheed. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ أَدِلَّةَ كَمَالِ الْقُدْرَ وَالْبَعْثِ وَالْجَزَاءِ فَقَالِ. Then Allah went on to mention evidences concerning the perfection of Allah's omnipotence, Allah's ability to resurrect and send forth, and Allah's ability to recompense and reckon the creation for their deeds. So the next ayah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي قاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه قال كم لبثت قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Or the like the one who passed by a town which had stumbled over its roof. He said, oh, how will Allah ever bring it to life after his death? So Allah caused him to die for 100 years, then raised him up again. He said, how long did you remain dead? The man said, perhaps I said 9. You have remained dead for 100 years. Look at your food and your drink. They show no change, and look at your donkey. And thus we have made of you a sign for the people. And look at the bones, how we bring them together and clothe them with flesh. When this was clearly shown to him, he said, I know now that Allah is able to do all things.
Barakallahu fik. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى هذان دليلان عظيمان محسوسان في الدنيا قبل الآخرة على البعث والجزاء. Excuse me. These are two tremendous, tangible evidences in this life, before we even make it to the life to come, that Allah is able to resurrect and recompense the people for their deeds. The two evidences. واحد أجراه الله على يد رجل شاب في البعث. One of them Allah caused to occur on the hands of a person who denied resurrection. على الصحيح كما تدل عليه الآية الكريمة, as this ayah clearly indicates. والآخر على يد خليل إبراهيم. The other one is through Ibrahim when he disputed with النمرود. كما أجرى دليل التوحيد السابق على يده. The same way Allah caused the evidence of Tawheed to be clarified on the hands of Ibrahim. فهذا الرجل مر على قرية قد دمرت تدميرا. Now the story of this man. This is a man who went by or passed by a village that has been utterly destroyed. Completely destroyed. Okay? وقوت على عروشها. It has toppled over. You know, what was on top was at the bottom. It's like after an earthquake or after a tsunami. Everything that was, you know, the buildings, just everything, you know, crashes to the ground. فقد مات أهلها وخربت عمارتها. عليكم السلام. Its inhabitants have died and the construction has been destroyed. This is the state of the village. فقال على وجه الشك والاستبعاد. He said, alluding to doubt and far-fetchedness. يعني this is really not feasible. This is not doable. أَنَّا يُحْيَ هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. How can Allah cause this to come back after its death, after its state of death, after this destruction? How is this going to come back? How are these people going to come back? How is everything going to come back? أَيْذَلِكَ بَعِيدٌ وَهِيَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَالِ. This is far-fetched while it is in that particular condition. يعني وغيرها مثلها بحسب ما قام بقلبي تلك الساعة. And this is according to what his heart had felt during that particular hour. فأراد الله رحمته ورحمة الناس حيث أماته الله 100 عام. Allah intended to show mercy particularly to this man and to the people in his time. So Allah caused him to die for 100 years. وكان معه حمار فأماته معه. And he had a donkey with him whom Allah caused to die with him as well. So he and his donkey died. ومعه طعام وشراب. And he had with him food and drink. فأبقاهما الله بحالهما كل هذه المدد الطويلة. However, Allah caused both the food and the drink to remain intact. Huh? They were not spoiled. No preservatives, right? Divine preservation. Not the ones that you get today in the food you eat. For a long time, nothing happened to them. Nothing went bad. فلما مضت الأعوام المئة بعثه الله. After 100 years had passed, Allah brought him back to life. بعثة meaning to send forth, to come from death. In other words, to bring to life, like Jesus gave life to the dead by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, Allah who gave. Let's reconstruct these phrases of da'wah in order to be consistent with the biblical message and what we know in Islam. Allah gave life to the dead through Jesus. Right? Because sometimes when you say Jesus gave life to the dead, and the Christians, this is where the only part that they comprehend. The second part, you know, where Allah gets involved, that doesn't click. That doesn't click. So Allah gave life to the dead through Jesus. Allah caused the leper to heal through Jesus. Jesus was a tool. But who did it? Allah. Even in the Bible, Jesus said in his statement before he gave life to Lazarus, that so the people will see, you know, that you are doing it, not me. He was mumbling, saying, praying to God. So the people will not think that he is the one doing it. And then when Matthew spoke about that, he told the people, this is a man attested by God. You know, miracles who God did through him. Matthew said that. Matthew, according to them. God did miracles through Jesus. It wasn't Jesus doing this single-handedly. He wasn't the one doing things. It was Allah Azza wa Jal who did that. Okay. Now. So anyways, he was resurrected. It was said to him, how long were you gone? How long were you sleeping? He said, a day or part of a day. Right? I mean, when you sleep, you really don't pay attention. Whether you sometimes sleep 5 minutes, or you sleep 10 hours, it seems the same. Because once you sleep, your soul detaches from your body, as you know in Islam. There remains a thread between you and your soul, but your soul goes away. Right? Allah takes the souls during death. And Allah brings them back for those whom Allah intended that they will remain alive for another day. So anyways, he said, I remain a day or part of a day. وذلك بحسب ظنه. This according to his assumption. فقال الله, so Allah told him, بل لبثت مئة عام, nay, but you have remained 100 years. وظهر أن هذه المجاوبة عليها بعض الأنبياء الكرام. What is apparent here, that this response came to him from Allah through a prophet from the prophets. It doesn't mean that Allah spoke to him directly. But this Allah told them, and then of course everything that Allah said is the Quran. But how did it come to the Prophet ﷺ? Through Jibreel. And from Jibreel to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, from the Prophet ﷺ to us. But we still say Allah said. Right or wrong? So it's the same idea. The fact that فَقَالَ اللَّهُ or فَقَالَ Allah told him, it doesn't mean that there was a direct conversation. It just means that Allah said that, and that information was conveyed to this particular man. ومن تمام رحمة الله به وبالناس أنه أراه الآية عيانا ليقتنع بها. Among the mercy of Allah to this particular individual and mankind in general is that Allah caused him to see the ayah, the sign, the miracle with his own eyes. فبعدما عرف أنه ميت قد أحياه الله كلا. After he recognized that he was dead and Allah caused him to come to life again, it was said to him, انظر, look, إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه. Look at your food and your drink, it has not become spoiled. It did not go bad. أي لم يتغير في هذه المدة الطويلة. It did not change, even though it went through a long time had passed. وذلك من آيات قدرة الله, فإن طعام الشراب خصوصا ما ذكره المفسرون أنه فاكهة وعصير. And this is among Allah's great signs. Because food and drink, and particularly what the Mufassirin, those who interpret the Quran, said that the food and drink which he had was fruits and juice. And these go bad very quickly. I remember just the other day, subhanAllah, my family cut an apple for me, an apple. Within 20 seconds, when they first cut it, it was totally yellow. Within 20 seconds, it started getting brown on the edges, you know? Well, no, I was, subhanAllah, I'm like, this is the one you just got right now? It looks like it's a week old. But this was immediately. Fruits, you know, they go bad. They may go bad quickly. Anyways, so he had fruit and juice, which is expected to go bad. لا يلبث أن يتغير. Short time goes by, and then this food automatically changes. وهذا قد حفظه الله مئة عام. But this kind of food and drink, this juice, and fruit, Allah caused it to remain intact and well and preserved for 100 years. وقيل له, and it was said to him, انظر إلى حمارك, look at your donkey. فإذا هو قد تمزق وتفرق وصار عظاما نخرة. The same donkey had already, he decayed, became bones, nothing but bones, just even, you know, dust. خلاص, it's been 100 years. How long is it going to remain intact? Even the bones are gone. وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها. Now look at the bones, how we formulate them, how we cause them to come. أي نرفع بعضها إلى بعض, meaning we cause them to get to be put together on top of each other. ونصل بعضها ببعض, and we join them together بعدما تفرقت وتمزقت, after they had been divided, عليه السلام, divided and ripped apart. ثم نكسوها, then we clothe them. ثم نكسوها بعد الالتهام لحما, then we clothe them with flesh. So Allah caused them to see the bones coming together, formulate, then be put together like a skeleton, and then Allah showed them how the flesh was started to clothe the bones. Subhanallah. Now, ثم نعيد فيها الحياة, then we caused life to come back again, and the donkey was his donkey like his donkey was 100 years ago. Back to life. فلما تبين له, when this became clear to him, رأي العين, he saw this with his own naked eye. لا يقبل الرأي بوجه الوجود, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt in anything of this nature. قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. He said, I know now that Allah is able to do all things. فاعترف بقدرة الله على كل شيء وصار آية للناس. So he admitted Allah's ability to do all things, and he himself became a sign for mankind. لأنهم قد عرفوا موته وموت حماره. Because they had known about the story of his death and the death of his donkey. وعرفوا قضيته, and they knew his affair. ثم شاهدوا هذه الآية الكبرى, then they observed this great sign from Allah. هذا هو الصواب يا ذا الرجل, this is the correct ruling concerning this man. Because there's a difference of opinion about the interpretation of this particular ayah. وأما قول كثير من المفسرين, أن هذا رجل مؤمن أو نبي من الأنبياء أم إما عزيل أو غيره، وأن قوله أن يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها، يعني كيف تعمر هذه القرية بعد أن كانت خرابا إلى آخره. As for the statement of some of the مفسرين that this man was a believing man or he was a prophet among the prophets, whether Uzair, the one that the Jews said is the son of Allah, or others. And then when he said, how would Allah give life to life back to this village after that it had been destroyed? Meaning he intended, how would Allah bring their village back to life? How would he make it, you know, prosper again only? وأن الله أمده ليريه ما يعيد لهذه القرية من عمارها بالخلق عمارتها بالخلق. And then Allah showed him how he will bring this village back to life. It's not about him, it's about the village coming back and the inhabitants coming back. وَأَنَّا عَمَّرَتْ فِي هَذِهِ الْمُدَّةِ وَتَرَاجَعَ النَّاسِ إِلَيْهِ وَصَارَتْ عَامِرًا بَعْدَ أَنْ كَانَتْ دَامِرًا. And again the Shaykh narrated يعني the interpretation of these other مفسرين. فَهَذَا لَا يَضُلُّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّفْضُ بَلْ يُنَفِيهِ. That is not indicated by the terminology of the ayah, the wordings of the ayah do not suggest that, rather it negates it. The verse, the words in the ayah negate that tafsir. وَلَا يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ الْمَعْنَى. Nor does the meaning allude to that. فأي آية وبرهان برجوع البلدان الدامرة إلى العمارة. What big sign is there if a village had been destroyed and then it's back to life? Like that right now. May we are right now residing on maybe villages that came before us that Allah destroyed. And we are inhabiting these same villages. There isn't anything special about that. وهذه لم تزل تشاهد. You see this every day. تشاهد قرى ومساكن وتخرب أخرى. Some villages are destroyed, others are, you know, are prospering. And you see this, you know, like an earthquake will hit a particular country, and then when they build it better than before. So there's nothing special about that. وَإِنَّمَا الْآيَةَ الْعَظِيمَةَ فِي إِحْيَائِهِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ وَإِحْيَاءِ حِمَارِهِ وَإِبْقَاءِ طَعَامِهِ وَشَرَابِهِ وَلَمْ يَتَعَفَّنْ وَلَا يَتَغَيَّرْ. The real sign, the real miracle is in his coming back to life after death, and that of his donkey in the preservation of his food and his drink, without them being spoiled or changing. That is the sign. ثم قوله فلما تبين له صريح بأنه لم يتبين له إلا بعد ما شاهد هذه الحال. Furthermore, look at the wording. فلما. The fa is a preposition in Arabic which indicates sequence. يعني رأيت أحمد فسلمت عليه. I saw Ahmed, so then I shook his hand. So there's sequence in the events. So that says, فَلَمَّا. Then, when he saw all that, when all that became clear to him, then he said, Allah is able to do all things. Meaning before that, he was doubtful. It required that he sees this miracle for him to be a believer. So how can we say he was a prophet? If he is in doubt, can a prophet be in doubt that Allah will bring people back to life? No way. So the wording doesn't support. The Shaykh is trying to refute some of the Mufassirin who gave another interpretation other than the one that the words suggest. And it's a very powerful reputation indeed. نعم شاهد هذه الحالة الدالة على كمال قدرته عيانا. طب جميل. وأما البرهان الآخر فإن إبراهيم. Oh, this is 260 already?
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم.
And remember when Ibrahim said, my Lord, show me how you give life to the dead. He, Allah said, do you not believe? Ibrahim said, yes, I believe, but to be stronger in faith. He said, take four birds, and then cause them to incline towards you. Then slaughter them, cut them into pieces, and then put a portion of them on every hill, and call them. They will come to you in haste, and know that Allah is almighty, all wise.
Barakallahu fiqh. Yaqul al-Shaykh, wa'amma al-Burhan al-Akhar, فإن إبراهيم قال طالبا من الله أن يريه كيف يحيي الموتى. The second evidence is that Ibrahim had requested, had asked Allah to show him how does he give life to the dead. Now a question here must be posed. It poses itself. Could Ibrahim have any doubt concerning this reality that Allah will bring people back to life? No. Does anyone doubt? Fine. How do we understand this then? For example, you have, let's say your father, when you were younger, promised you that if you graduate, if you finish school, he will buy you a car. Okay? He made a promise. And indeed, you passed. Okay? Now, you're sitting at home, right? He has the car outside. He has it hidden behind some tree. And he comes and he tells you, your car is outside. Do you doubt him? If you say, really?
No.
Come on. Let me see it. Let me see it. Does that mean that you don't believe your father?
No.
But what do you want? You want
to see it.
Just so you can satisfy your heart. Not that you doubted your father at any point in time. Not just your father's playing games or he would tell you something that he wouldn't fulfill. You believe. You believe your father totally. You have no doubt, not even 1%, that he's lying. But what do you want? You want to see it. Can you say, oh, okay, thanks, and you just keep sitting? No. What would you naturally do? Open the door and run outside. Even if it's an old, 1950 Cadillac, even if it's a ruggedy old car, the fact that it's a car, naturally, you want to see it. Why? So you can satisfy yourself. Not then you go back and say to your father, okay, now I believe you. You believed him initially, but this was means of what? Satisfying yourself, reaching certainty. You want to see to the own eye. Is that clear? It's the same thing with Ibrahim. Not that Ibrahim ever doubted, but now he wants to see it. Then when Allah asked him, why did you not believe? He said, yes, but so my heart can reach tranquility. I want to see it with my own eye. Just to reach that ultimate level of certainty, which is known as Aynul Yaqeen. The certainty of the eye, seeing something visually, like the man earlier, the man who went by the village. So this is the intent here. Make sure that you keep that in your mind, in the back of your mind as we continue the tafsir. فَقَالَ لَهُ لَهُ قَالَ اللَّهُ لَهُ Allah said to him, أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ لِيُزِيلِ شُبْعَنْ خَلِيلِ Have you not believed? Trying to, Allah is trying to remove any kind of doubts that Ibrahim may have. قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَلَى Ibrahim said, yes, of course, I have believed. يا رب قد آمنت أنك على كل شيء قدير. In other words, oh my Lord, I have believed that you're able to do all things. وأنك تحيي الموتى that you will give life to the dead. وتجازي العباد and you will reckon and recompense the creation, the slaves. ولكن أريد أن يطمئن قلبي وأصل إلى درجة عين اليقين. But I want my heart to reach tranquility, to reach satisfaction, and I want to reach or make it to the certainty of the eye. فأجاب الله دعوته كرامة له. So Allah responded to his request as means of honoring him. As means of honoring him. Allah did not say, how could you do this? How could you doubt me? No. This is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is merciful to him. So Allah responded to his request. ورحمة بالعباد and mercy to us also. So we can benefit from this lesson. فقال خذ أربعة من الطير. So Allah told him, bring four birds. ولم يبين أي طروهية أي طيور هي and Allah did not mention what kind of birds they are, so this is irrelevant. فلا يحاصر بأي نوع منها any kind of birds he brings is fine, will do the job. وهو المقصود فصرهن إليك أي ضمهن واذبحهن ومزقهن. I can hear someone speaking in the background. Hold them, bring them to you. Dhabih is slaughtering. Slaughter them and rip them apart. Bring the birds together, slaughter them and rip them apart. ثُمَّ جَعْلَ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا ثُمَّ دُعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ Then go and place pieces of them, parts of them on different mountains. Then call them to you, they will come to you in haste and know that Allah is full of might and the all wise. ففعل ذلك وفرق أجزاءهن على الجبال التي حوله ودعاهن بأسمائهن فأقبلن إليه أي سريعات لأن سعي السرعة. So he did so. And he placed their parts on various mountains around him. And he called them by their names and they all came to them in haste. And لأن السعي يسعين يعني the سعي, the سعي between the Safa and Marwa, it indicates speed. as opposed to mashi. When you walk, regular walking, it's like there's a slow motion, there's more relaxation and tranquility. But sa'i, it requires effort. You gotta have to make an effort. And that's why, you know, find in some of the verses in the Quran, Allah says about, you know, whoever wants the life to come, He says, وَسَعَ لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. And He strove. He didn't say وَعَمِلَ لَهَا عَمَلَهَا. He did actions for the life to come. He mentioned the word sa'i, which means there's effort that must be exerted in order to make it and be successful in the life to come. وَلَيْسَ الْمُرَادَ أَنَّهُنَّ جِئْنَ عَلَى قَوَائِمِهِنْ وَإِنَّمَا جِئْنَ طَائِرَاتٌ عَلَى أَكْمَلِ مَا يَكُونَ مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ. So they came to him in the ultimate way, in the ultimate livelihood. وَخَصَّ الطُّيُورُ بِذَلِكَ لَأَنَّ إِحْيَاهُنَّ أَكْمَلُ وَأَوْضَحُ مِنْ غَيْرِهِنَّ. And Allah specified birds because bringing them back to life is more clear than others, and then in comparison to other animals. وَأَيْضًا أَزَالَ فِي هَذَا كُلَّ وَهْمٍ رُبَّمَا يَعْرُضُ لِلنُّفُوسِ الْمُبْطِلَةِ. Furthermore, Allah negated or close the door for any evidence or any doubts that may be presented by the people with the ill souls. فَجَعَلَهُنَّ مُتَعَدِّدَاتْ أَرْبَعَ وَمَزَّقَهُنَّ جَمِيعًا وَجَعَلَهُنَّ عَلَى رُؤُسِ الْجِبَالِ. He made them four different birds and he ripped them apart and he put them on four different mountains. Not four, and he put them on the tips of the mountains. وَمَزَّقَهُنَّ جَمِيعًا لِيَكُونَ ذَلِكَ ظَاهِرًا عَلَنًا يُشَاهِدُ مَنْ قَرِبَ وَمْبَعِدْ. So anyone who's around him will be able to see this ayah. It's not like, you know, he's like, you know, the magicians, you know, you go like this and then he pull out a rabbit, you know, from his sleeve. Well, you know, I don't know what you're doing, right? They may be tricks, but when you go and put birds on different mountains and you call them and they come to you, I mean, the people who will observe this, they will have no doubt that this is not a magic trick, right? This is the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم. وأنه نحاهن عنه كثيرا لألا يظن أن يكون عاملا حيلة من الحيل. So he placed them far away so no one will think that he's pulling some tricks. وأيضا أمره أن يدعوهن فجئنا مسرعات. Furthermore, Allah commanded him to call them, so they came to him in haste. فصارت هذه الآية أكبر برهان على كمال عزة الله وحكمته. So this ayah, this miracle, became among the biggest proofs and evidences concerning Allah's perfection and the perfection of Allah's might and His wisdom. وفيه تنبيه على أن البعث فيه يظهر للعباد كمال عزة الله وحكمته وعظمته وسعة سلطانه وتمام عدله وفضله. Furthermore, there's in that is an indication that in the idea of resurrection, we learn, or it alludes to the fact that the slaves who recognize Allah's perfect wisdom, greatness, vastness of His dominion, and His justice and virtue. And I remember listening to one of the brothers who's an American brother who's very much involved in tafsir in English. His name is Nu'man Khan. Wonderful, wonderful. He was sitting on a train, and ironically a German man told him, you know, they started speaking about Islam. And he told them, I just want to ask you one question. Why do you have hellfire? Why is there a hellfire? So that's a very tough question, right? Because you really have to give a lecture to explain to the person, you know, the justification behind Jahannam. But he gave him an answer was amazing. Amazing answer, mashallah. I want you to memorize it so you can use it in the future. Can anyone try to give us an answer? Actually, we don't have time. He told them, okay, look, do you believe in balance? Are you pro-balance or are you against balance? Balance is good.
Justice.
Yani, we're trying to say balancing between things. Justice. I mean, justice must be established. He said, do you believe in justice? He said, ultimately. He said, do you believe that the system, the world, the people should work and base their transactions according to what is just? He said, ultimately, of course, no one would deny that. Okay, he said, fine. He said, fine. In this world, justice may not always be attained. Do you believe in a God? He said, yes, believe in a God. He said, do you believe that God also must be just? He said, of course, God must be just. There must be justice with God. He said, good. He said, okay, in this life, if someone killed someone, What do you think we should do to him? He said, kill him. He believes in the death sentence, by the way. He said, kill him. He said, okay. He said, if someone killed 100 people, what do we do to him? He said, kill him. He said, is that fair? One person killed one person, right? And he got killed. And this person, the same, another one killed 100 people, and also he got killed. The punishment is alike, but the crime is greater. This, even if it's one person. And then he told him, even if he killed one person, that person maybe was the provider of his family. Now his children will suffer. His wife will suffer. His relatives will suffer. He may be a boss in a business. The business will go down. Now you're affecting the lives of multitudes of people by killing one person. Is it just that you only kill him now? Is that, will that be justice? No. No, there's more. So with Allah, this is where justice is. Some people's crimes are so heinous, so tremendous, that whatever you do in this life, it will not be enough. It will not be enough to bring justice to those who are oppressed. And the only way justice can be brought out is by them tasting the hellfire. How do you like that? That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. I was like, Alhamdulillah, that's powerful. Right? So then we try to bring it from that angle. That whatever is in the life to come is just so Allah will establish justice among people. They're not the same, the one who killed masses of people and the one who killed one person by accident. They're not the same. Each one deserves a punishment. In this life, the worst thing you can do to someone is what? Kill him. Khalas. They're not the same. Two criminals who killed people, they're not the same. One has caused more damage than the other, he requires more punishment. When you kill both of them, it's over. So when do they really get what they deserve in the life to come? How is that going to be? By the punishment of the hellfire. That's what's suitable for these people. You see what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Jazakallahu khairan, Brother Nu'man. Tayyib. So I think this will suffice. We have stopped at ayah number 261, which we'll be dealing with sadaqah, inshallah ta'ala, next week if you all remain healthy and alive. We'll be dealing with sadaqah, the virtue of spending in the cause of Allah and the rewards associated with that. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, shadu la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.